And follow that up with Current State every weekday at 9 here on 90.5. Glad you're along for Friday. I'm Mark Bayshore. Back in October, Current State's Kevin Lavery told you on this program about a team of students at Stockbridge High School in rural Ingham County who build robots. Not like the one from TV's Lost in Space, if you happen to be old enough to remember that. The Stockbridge students build underwater robots that search for downed World War II aircraft in the South Pacific. Well, some of the kids are off on another expedition here in the U.S. where it's considerably warmer than it is here. Kevin, where are they?
Mark, they are in Key Largo, Florida. And
nice.
I can tell you that Bogie and Bacall never filmed a scene where they are right now. Several of these students are in an underwater chamber about 25 feet below the ocean surface. It's part of the Marine Lab Undersea Laboratory in Key Largo, one of the few places of its kind in the world. I had a chance to talk with a few of the students yesterday via a Skype connection, and it really was a rare experience. The first time I met the students from the Stockbridge High School Advanced Underwater Robotics Team was last October. They were putting their submersible contraption through its paces in an old cattle trough filled with water. Not exactly the tropical reefs of the South Pacific, but good enough for a proper field test. The kids will make their next trip to Palau next month, but right now a handful are studying marine life in a tropical paradise a lot closer to home. The Florida Keys.
We also want to remind you that tomorrow is also Fun Photo Day.
At Heritage Elementary in Stockbridge, Josh Nichols' fifth graders are lining up in front of a laptop for a Skype chat with the team about their latest adventure.
Have you guys got claustrophobic yet?
I'm going to be the first one to get claustrophobic. I'm so scared.
Is there anyone else that had questions?
When the bell rang, it was my turn to ask the questions. Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You guys might remember me. I'm Kevin Lavery with WKAR. I came down to see you guys at your school in October.
Yeah, we remember.
This class in years past has gone to Palau several years in a row in the South Pacific with your underwater robot looking for downed aircraft from World War II. What is your mission, your objective in Key Largo now? Team member Chloe Hypes fielded my question.
So we were actually in Key Largo for an AP biology trip, but the mission for this is, first of all, to become certified aquanauts. Also, we are going to, like, test a lot of our equipment down here, mainly the camera systems that we have for the manta rays. We're going to set them on the marine lab and watch a bunch of fish.
Mr. Richards tells me that the chamber that you're in right now is one of three in the entire world. What is it like to be inside this thing?
I'm Madeline Armstrong. It is pretty awesome. When you first come up, you're a little disoriented.
Okay.
And so there's like a middle chamber where there's like just a rinse-off shower. And then on the left, there's the commons area, which is where we're in right now. There's a window behind us, and that's the ocean right there. And then so we're in this little common area. There's just like a small refrigerator. It is very small. And then on the other side, there's just some bunk beds that can sleep six.
There's a film you guys have produced that is a top 10 finalist at an awards, or a film festival rather, in San Francisco about what you guys have been doing with your studies. What's this honor all about?
There's three of us that worked on this film, and it's an ocean film festival, and we have to talk about ways that you guys are preserving the ocean. So when we go to Palau every year, our main mission is to find downed aircraft from World War II. But as we find aircraft, we've realized like the amount of animals that, and it becomes homes for those animals. So what we like to do is we like to focus on more preserving the wrecks while we're there so that more animals can be there. So that's what we made the film about. And it's a short film, and it got top 10 at the international competition. We got invited out to San Francisco.
You guys are having a party in there. I'm hearing a lot of giggling. It must be like an underwater dorm room in there.
Yeah, there's actually, to get to the center room, you have to climb through a hole, and I'm pretty sure one of the girls just fell through. So,
so what happens tomorrow when you guys are Skyping from Key Largo and you're talking to the elementary kids and you're going to be demonstrating the robot? Explain what's happening with that, please.
So basically, the robot we have, it's going to be able to be driven like online, so we're gonna let the elementary students drive it. So like you can see right here, you know, there's the ocean, like, we can see out. So through the, like, they'll be able to see through the ROV's camera, but they'll also be able to see through our camera, the robot outside. So it'll be pretty cool.
And they'll get to remotely operate your robot from here in Stockbridge, Michigan.
It's actually the video ray that's here that we can drive, that we can let them drive, but it's the same idea of a control system.
Okay. Well, what are some new projects you guys are working on, not just there in Florida, but, I mean, what are you learning this school year that builds upon the knowledge you've already gained in the last couple of years?
I mean, our main entire new project is our MANA identification cameras. So basically, it's GoPro camera hardwired to a lot of battery packs so that it's able to last we're trying to get up to 5 days, but it's still in the experimental stage. We're going to take time-lapse photography during the daylight hours so that we can help the conservation office in Palau to track and identify manta rays. They are trying to figure out why manta rays' migration patterns are changing. They don't know if it's, you know, a change in food source, like tourism pushing them away, so they want to just monitor them and figure it out. In addition to the manta ray stuff, as we've been developing this project, we've learned that there's a lot of interest in the Great Lakes area, actually. So we actually do a salmon release project with the younger kids in the elementary class, and we could use these cameras to monitor the salmon they release. Or, you know, there's a lot of other interests. It would be a very marketable product. We're hoping that we can make kits like we do with our ROV in a bucket kits and actually, like, sell the kits so other schools can make them and utilize them.
You know, the experience you guys are getting, it's like the world is your classroom. It's like, who needs a building? You guys are living it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen any sea life since you've been down there? And I wonder if maybe somebody can point the camera toward that big window behind you, and maybe all the folks in Radio Land can imagine a manta ray or a shark going by.
We've actually been on a lot of scuba trips right now, snorkeling trips with the AP Biology class, and they've been teaching us all about the different wildlife. So we've seen, you know, some barracudas, some angelfish, lots of... We've done labs where we've looked at plankton. What else have you seen?
We've seen squids. We've seen bigger lobsters. One group actually just saw a shark.
Yep, there was an eel, lots of horseshoe crabs.
And we got to do a whole lab about plankton, zooplankton. Got to do a rock shake lab where we got to see all the different anemones. Like, we saw a sea anemone
and all the other invertebrates that live.
How long have you been underwater? I mean, right now it's about 2:45 in the afternoon on Thursday. When did you first submerge, and when are you coming back up again?
Well, we've been under for about 2 hours, so we're going to stay the full 24 hours. So later tonight, they'll deliver us pizza down here. We're actually, like, sitting in the kitchen area right now. So tomorrow morning, we'll have cereal for breakfast, and then they bring us lunch, and then we come up around 1 o'clock, so we make it the full 24 hours.
How do you deliver pizza 25 feet beneath the water without it getting soggy?
So they did it the same way that they delivered our, you know, this laptop down here and, like, all the clothes that we brought. They have, like, it looks like a little briefcase, and, you know, opens up and latches shut so that it's watertight. So they stick the pizza boxes in there, shut it, and scuba dive it down here.
Are you catching your own anchovies for the pizza?
No, thank you.
All right, what has been the coolest thing about this entire trip, and what's been maybe the most challenging thing about the entire trip?
We'll each go. Okay. I think the coolest thing so far has definitely been having the opportunity to come down here and scuba dive. Another thing I really enjoyed was all of our boat trips out to different places in the ocean that we got to see lots of diversity. So we went to the coral reefs, we went to mangroves, and we got to see all the sea life there, and it's just really interesting to see how much is out there. For most challenging, I would say just trying to test our cameras and everything. We want to make sure they're 100%. Right now they are working, but we still have a few challenges to overcome with them, and this is just a perfect environment to test them in.
How many of you guys are interested in pursuing this as a career, marine biology or some sort of marine studies?
I don't have an exact number. The other girls aren't in here, but I know a lot of us are pursuing some sort of science and technology career, and a lot of people are going to end up having a focus in ocean or marine life.
Chloe Hypes and Madeline Armstrong, just two members of the Stockbridge Advanced Underwater Robotics Team, speaking to me from Key Largo, Florida, from an underwater chamber 25 feet below the surface.
Reporting from the Underwater Jules Sea Lab, this is the Stockbridge Advanced Underwater Robotics Team for current state.